ABC Radio Australia.
In 6 days' time, Tongans will go to the polls for the national elections. 26 seats will be up for grabs. Out of these, 17 will be for the people's representatives, voted by ordinary Tongans, while 9 seats will be elected by the nobles. So far, one of those seats is unopposed, that of Prince Kalinivalu Fotofili. To get an idea on how Tongans will be voting next week, I hit the streets of Tongatapu to find out what issues were top of their mind for those in the capital.
I will vote for the person who has love for the poor. Like myself, I'm not well off, and I'd like someone who helps the poor.
I trust the current government. With the past governments, the way I see it, like our local representative, I don't think he's reliable. These politicians, they just worry about themselves.
The kind of leader we hope for is someone who works for everyone, not just his own constituency.
As a woman, do you believe your voice is being represented in Parliament?
I don't believe so. For example, the hope of owning land, especially as a woman, no one in Parliament has raised this. I guess because in Tongan custom, the heir is the eldest son. But even if the eldest is a woman, and after her comes a son, he will still become heir. No one has really discussed land ownership for women.
Ideal parliamentarian would be a person that, first of all, has a plan and also to deliver with transparency and accountability and be responsible to its voters. Eh? We've seen a lot that come in, taking the seat, no plan, think as they go, and so they end up with nothing. Eh?
I'm looking forward to see a government that they prioritize first education, health and security. They need to look at the statistics. Whatever policy and priorities will be based on evidence-based, yeah, and this is statistics.
It's very important that they're community-minded and that they don't pick sides, but I believe they should be able to unite people and work well with everyone.
Do you think your voice as youth is represented in Parliament?
I don't think so, Marianne.
Some of the voices of voters ahead of next week's election. Meanwhile, as Tongans prepare to head to the polls, one key issue facing the kingdom is the tension between the monarchy and Parliament. This tension surfaced during the time of former Prime Minister Huakava Meiliku Siao Sisovaleni and could be seen in the interaction between Parliament and the monarchy. Dr. Julio Masaso Tuikolongahau Paunga is the Vice Chancellor of Tonga's National University, and I asked him if it was accurate to describe relations between the monarchy and Parliament as tense.
Well, from an academic point of view, Marianne, in my opinion, I don't see that as tension. I'd say that as innovative and creative, and it's all working for the same good of all. Going through to get achieved good goals doesn't go easy, and we may have different opinions, but whatever, we're going to help everyone else, all of us, being a democratic government, that's what we have to rely on. And I think it's, for me, it's not, when you hear, a lot of people may term it tension, but for me, I think it's more innovative and it's more caring for each other and making sure it's a protection of each other.
A former Prime Minister and is also the current Nobles representative that I interview has said that the Constitution is broken.
From an academic point of view, I think for issues like this, I think I haven't really, I mean, personally haven't given it much time to analyse.
You are the Vice Chancellor now for the first Tongan National University, but in your previous career pathways, you were also a cabinet member. You've also just identified some of the challenges that we face in our government system now.
between the people's representative and also the government. What are areas, or from your own experience, that could have adopted from that time and would work today?
Look, to the most important thing that we embrace is our prayers. And our belief is very important. And it's not only just a belief, but it's actually practicing of those beliefs to grow up. We love each other, we stay in peace with each other, we respect our relationship with everybody else.
Is there anything else would you like to add on, Vice Chancellor, to our interview?
I only wish, Marianne, that that everybody, well, you know, that God will provide everybody with the wisdom to be able to make good choices, and also to direct our peoples and families to choose the people that we think that will contribute positively to the development of our country.
Do you think that the people rushed thing into leadership role, for example, as Prime Minister, seeing what we have experienced since 2010 up to now?
It's not only rush, but I think it is. That's part of the a process of development. For every development, there is always a certain stage. In the beginning, since it's a totally new thing to us, it's a new system. We need to practice that.
There's been show of interest from the nobles' tables or the nobles' desks, candidates who's running for parliament, that the interest to become prime minister. There's also speculation that a lot of the public people have mentioned on social media that maybe it's time to take back the power that the people had in running the country back to the nobles, which we can safely say is representation of His Majesty in Parliament. Do you think this is the right time to do that for before the election?
Well, as I said, it's a process. And people, they themselves will determine on the time when they feel there should be a change. Everybody's free to go for it. The good thing that I like about this, our own system, is that the nobles and the people's representatives have the freedom and the opportunities to run for leadership. So I think that is fair enough. We cannot predetermine whether it's good or not good. As I mentioned earlier, it also depends on the people, the person that we trust in. Some people we trusted before seems to be not, you know, doing something else the other way around. And some people we trust now, we thought they were going to be doing it, but it turned out the other way. So it's a process that we cannot really tell.